Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
Everybody, it is Friday, talking sports on the air, brought to you by Waterside Dental. This is our final show.
The last one of 2016.
Well, I was going to draw it out just a little bit.
But oh, well.
Got some pretty cool plans
for
2017. No. I'm excited about some of the things that we've talked about. Now, whether it works out or not is another story. But let's get right into some sports news. Let's start with Doug Martin. Everybody up in arms last week. Why is Doug Martin not playing? Why this is a coach's decision? Why? And then, obviously, it came out yesterday or Wednesday. I'm not sure which day it was. Doug has since left the team. He's putting himself into treatment. And, you know, good for him. Good for him to see that he has a problem. Now go get it taken care of. And now it's a moot point as far as I'm concerned. At this point, he's no longer part of the team.
Mm-hmm.
He is part of the team, but he's no longer part of the team that will be playing on Sunday. Will they? And I don't know. I'm asking just a generic question. Nobody really knows for sure other than agents. Is there a clause in the contract, you know, where it could now void it out? Would the Bucks want to do that? All of these things will be addressed, I'm sure, over the summer.
Yeah. Yeah. And obviously, he has his suspension that he will, regardless of the situation, have to deal with. Ed, what are your thoughts on this? I know that you have an opinion on what happened.
Well, it was a mystery as to what was going on to all of us, and now we know. And all I know, the digging that I've done. I found out that it is in most contracts that if you fail a drug test, your contract's void, at least for that year. So that means that the Bucks could be off the hook of about $7 million, and in that sense, they could cut him over the summer.
So it just voids
out the spring, actually.
Right. So it would void out next year's contract.
Because he's got a certain amount is guaranteed. So he's guaranteed for $7 million next year. But if he did what he did now, and this happens, and his contract is void.
All right. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. And you know, I know that everybody is going to have a side, whether the team should stand behind, support, you know, be there for their teammate, or whatever. And then there's the other side, which I'm tending to be more on right now. The other side. The other side is, you made your bed.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. You know, move on. Yeah. Why do we need to be responsible? You made the mistake. If you go clean up your act, if you go take care of whatever, and you want to come back and we want to bring you back and whatever, that's the way that I look at it. I'm not saying throw them to the wolves. Be there for them to, you know, help or answer. But if it can void the contract out, it's a business. Everybody seems to think, and a lot of talk has been this year, and a lot of players have talked about, it's a family. Well, the players may think that in the locker room, in a dressing room, in a clubhouse. But when it all is said and done, it's a business. And if it's best for the business, you know, to sever ties, to move on, then that's what you do, in my opinion.
And there's a reason these substances are banned. Specifically, there is a reason. They can't. Not everybody can take them. If we had everybody take them, I guess they would be scoring 100 touchdowns a week. I don't know. Who knows?
No, exactly. No, for sure. So, you know, at least that's my thought. You know, Alex, I don't know if yours is different, and I'm sure you never do anything for the sake of the show, so this should be interesting.
I got one more rant.
Okay.
So, last week we were knocked out of the playoffs. I don't know about anybody else, but I was bummed last week. Last Sunday, I was bummed. Yes, it ruined my Christmas to a point. It ruined my Christmas. I didn't walk around like the Grinch the whole day, but you know, I was upset and ticked off that, you know, they had a chance to pull, you know, walk with their own destiny or whatever. But and then watching some of the interviews in the locker room, Some guys said exactly what I said, that, yeah, they're Christmas, because the question was answered, you know, asked, you know, did the fact that you lost that game and it could potentially put you out of the playoffs, did it kind of put a damper on your Christmas? And a lot of guys said, no doubt, you know, we were looking forward to that, and that was part of, you know, our holiday season. We wanted to be playing for the playoffs and all that. And then there was a very noted face of the franchise that said, nah, come on, man. Huh?
And I was there. I was there when he said.
Okay. So what I'm saying, let me finish. He said, no, come on, man. You know, that is just football, man. You know, nothing's going to ruin my Christmas. You know, we looked at that game. It's done. It's over with. You know, we go to the next game. I got a problem with that. I don't want that guy on my team.
Yeah, but, and again, for the sake of, you know, me, you know, I've got two people, one on both sides of my shoulders. I understand what he's saying, only to the extent of this. And a fan is going to be very upset at it. But it's their job. It's their livelihood.
I know, but this is a guy that I question whether he plays every down. Because when you play every down and you're finished with that game and there's nothing left and you walk back to the locker room, you don't want to joke around with this and that. You're ticked off. I don't want to talk to anybody. I just got blown out by 40 points or whatever. I just got to get my butt kicked out of the playoffs. I don't want to talk to anybody. And that, come on, man. It's just Christmas.
Again, the flip side, Ed, and I'm not saying you, I'm saying other media and fans and et cetera, they used to get on people like Warren Sapp for being so negative after a loss, for being so down. And they're like, hey, get over it, move on. So, you know, which is it? And again, I'm not directing this to you. I'm directing it to the fans that are down on said Gerald McCoy. And it was funny. So people did look at him when he said that. It was like, no, it's Christmas. It's Christmas. I'm not going to, you know, miss out on Christmas. So I'm still struggling with, am I happy with how the season has played out? Am I disappointed in how this season has played out? If you looked at, and you know, we never keep records here, but if either one of the two of you guys here in studio, as Sean just walked in, remember our prediction of the Buccaneers, if their wins-loss record is better than what we anticipated at the beginning of the year, are we happy? Are we okay with, are we satisfied with what has happened? Or Alex doesn't allow change, but is it okay to change your expectations during the season? When they got off, obviously the first win, everybody's happy. Then some losses, then everybody's sad. Then it looks like playoffs and everybody's happy again. How many people realistically thought they'd make the playoffs? So, again, that's where I'm struggling right now with that, Ed.
I didn't expect. I said they would wind up 8-8, which they have to lose this week to get to my record. But I'm just saying, you talked about that was the – and the head coach said that he had to change the culture of this team. You know, that's the way it was in the locker room back in those days. Guess what? That locker room, vibe, true, in the locker room, that won a Super Bowl. That worked. Sorry. That's what we needed to get to right there.
But no, then, I agree with you.
Then we
I
went agree. Through guys like Savvy Piscatelli, who came in the locker room after being blown out by 40 points, telling jokes and jumping on guys and pranking around. And we lost it.
Well, again, understand, I've been in the locker room, you know, almost every day. I've been in the locker room for, I don't know how many years, 25, 30 years now. And you see and you notice it a little different, and it is a fine line. You know, maybe not joke around in front of people. Maybe not respond. Maybe be that way, but don't respond that way. You know, so that other people. But then again, let's look at Joe Blow that works at the 7-Eleven or, you know, the staffing company or whatever. They have a bad day. Do they take it home and does it ruin their Christmas?
Well, or people are different. I mean, I'm not saying I'm a sore loser. I don't like to lose, but I'm not a sore loser. But they're just things. I have something called pride. And that holds with me. I mean, you remember, I think we talked about this years and years ago. I had a little problem. It's actually during the Super Bowl season. I had a problem with Dwight Smith that what would he always do after a game?
I don't remember. What did he always do?
He always wore the opposing jersey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did.
And I looked at him, put on a Steelers jersey. This is when we got Monday night game embarrassed by 30 points. And right. He's putting on a Steelers jersey. And I just looked at him and I said, what the hell is that? And he's like, what the hell is what? After every game, I wear an opposing jersey. I was like, man, I don't know how you guys do it. I'd have ripped that thing off his back.
But that's the wrong guy to question. That's a guy that if I'm going to go play football, if I'm going to go get in a fist fight, if I'm going to go get in a backyard, whatever, that's one of the guys I do want. You know, Dwight Smith is that guy.
And didn't he have a problem with guns, too?
Well, yeah, but I wasn't going to say it. But he's acknowledged that. You know, he did the show, I think it was last year, and I said to him, so, Dwight, knowing what you know now, what would you have done differently back then? And he looked at me, and he brought up the gun situation. He goes, maybe not have the gun. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he definitely did bring it up. The other thing, quickly, guys, before we go to the first break, that I have an issue with, and I'd like to know your take. Yesterday was UFC 207 weigh-in. Did either one of you guys see that?
See it? No. Know what happened? Yes.
I saw some video. Did you see the video of the main event? The Ronda Rousey-Amanda Nunes fight?
Mm-hmm.
No. The one thing that I've always liked about mixed martial arts and one of the taglines of the UFC, as real as it gets, could we stop doing the WWE stuff? You know, Conor McGregor, Chael Sonnen, even our buddy Tito. You know, all that they do is more WWE-ish, and it's to sell the fights and all that, I understand. Nunes came to the scale weighing in wearing a horse mask. Why? Thoughts?
Why show up to the weigh-ins eating candy?
Yeah.
It's the same exact thing.
Yes.
It's the literal same exact thing.
No, it's not the same
thing. It's a shtick. That's exactly what it is.
Why do public weigh-ins to begin with?
Well, that is stupid.
Yeah.
You know, I would
Why
stop
do
that.
Too?
I would definitely no stop that. Too. And for those people that don't know, you know, what Sean brought up is this year, because of the California State Athletic Commission made a change that now more athletic
commissions,
you know, are abiding by, is they are allowing the fighters to weigh in the morning before noon. And then they do a fake weigh-in for fans. I think they should get rid of the fake ones. Either do the morning one live and do it at the arena or whatever. The thing is, and I'm sure this is what's going to come back, is, well, you have from 9 to noon to show up.
Okay.
Well, you know what? If you're a fan, sit there from 9 to noon then.
Yeah. If you want to see it.
You know, why are you making the athletes do it in the morning and then go through this fake shenanigans, you know, later in the day? Or just make it noon. Make it 11 to 12. You know, you can wait one more hour. If you've hit that wall that Johnny Hendricks can't hit, you know, because he missed weight.
No, he does hit that wall.
Yeah, he hits the wall. It's the buffet wall. I'm very disappointed in Johnny Hendricks.
2.5 pounds.
And I
know what I'm saying?
And I tweeted this out. Right now, the standard penalty is a 20% deduction of your pay, which goes to commission/opponent. I don't think 20% is enough. Now, I know one of the two, was it Johnny that gave up 30%?
No.
It was Bork. Ray Bork. Okay. So Bork gave up 30%. I'm not even sure 30% is okay.
That was what was negotiated by the opponent.
Right. But the opponent said no. The opponent said, I'm not fighting. Fight's off.
But the opponent said 30%.
I know that, but what I'm saying is he probably said it's either 30% or I'm not fighting.
Yeah, he's probably, because he has the option. He can decline the fight.
He can decline the fight. Yeah.
And then if he said, I will still fight as long as it's 30% as opposed to
20. Now, of the 30%, does the opponent get it all? Do you know of that?
I don't know.
Because sometimes a percent goes.
Like half goes to the commission.
Well, it depends. It's up to the.
That's all negotiated?
It's all up to the commission in Ohio. All of whoever it was that didn't make weight in Cleveland, all of the money went to the opponent, you know, as per the commissioner that was there.
Well, this is Vegas, and Vegas, I think,
so nothing
in the past,
will go to the fight.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Vegas.
It goes to the blackjack table.
Yeah. I think they're the ones that do the half and half, I believe.
I just think something more should be done when you miss weight. It is the most unprofessional thing that you can do or not do in the sport of mixed martial arts, in the sport of boxing, wrestling.
Right before we hit this break, so would you say maybe start at 20 for a first offense, and then if somebody continues to have this issue, another 10% per time they do it to encourage them to not be a habitual offender?
I think 20% is not enough. So I would say the first time needs to be more than 20%. And here's the reason for it. If I kill myself to get to the weight that we're fighting at, which I have a problem with that as well. You should fight it
closer
to your weight. Sure. But you know, if you can kill yourself and shut your organs down and eventually kill yourself by doing it, that's on you. You know, just, you know, are you not entertained?
Well, just let me see the fight first.
If I miss weight by 5 pounds, 4 pounds, 6 pounds, I have a huge advantage over my opponent that killed himself in the sauna, exercising, doing the bikes, doing the road work, doing whatever. So I think 20% is not enough. 20% is not a big enough slap in the face to warrant missing weight to me. So maybe make 30 or 35% the first time. Make 30. I'm okay for the first time, do 30. And then after, maybe I want to go back to what I said on one of the other shows, maybe 10% for every pound over, including the 30. So it's 30% for missing weight, and then it's 10% for every pound over.
Jeez.
Wow.
Make it hurt.
That's painful.
Well, but
they're not getting paid that much in the first place.
If you don't make it hurt, who cares?
Right, no, I completely follow the logic behind it. Absolutely.
All right. When we come back, let's talk bowl games. What's happened up till now? USF exciting game. Exciting game in the St. Pete Bowl the other day. We'll talk about those. And then some little football games that are scheduled tomorrow.
Big one tonight.
We'll get to it when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Waterside Den.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
It's the SEC. It's the Big Ten. It's college football at its finest. You got it. It's the Outback Bowl. Be there to catch the action when SEC division champion Florida Gators face off against Big Ten surging Iowa Hawkeyes. What a clash. What a blast. The Outback Bowl. It's one game you gotta see. January 2nd, Raymond James Stadium. Tickets at Ticketmaster. Killer gift idea.
Arg, matey. When it's time for lunch, when it's time for dinner, when the show's over, when the day's over, when it's time to chill, where do we go? Over to Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub. It's literally in our backyard, right in back of the WTAN studios at 700 Eldridge Street, just north of downtown Clearwater. Just look for the broadcast tower. Nancy's food and atmosphere get rave reviews. The laid-back patio is a great place to hang out, dine, and listen to live music at night. And Nancy's one of the friendliest proprietors in town. And now, Nancy is serving Sunday jazz brunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Brunch served with eggs benedict, crepes, waffles, lox and bagels, shrimp, oysters, and a build-your-own omelet. That's all at Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub, 700 Eldridge Street in Clearwater. That's right where Eldridge crosses the Pinellas Trail between Myrtle and Fort Harrison. Call 446-3717. 446-3717.
Hey, this is Captain Keith Colburn of The Wizard on Deadliest Catch. I love Naughty Nancy's.
Feel the power of Grave Digger. El Toro Loco. Son of a Digger, and more. Experience Monster Jam. Presented by Metro PCS, Circle K, Budweiser, and your Southern Ford dealers. And brought to you by McDonald's. Budweiser wants to send you to the Monster Jam World Finals in Las Vegas. Register for your chance to win at participating Circle K, Cowboys, Stagger Inn, and Saddle Up locations. Must be 21 years or older and Florida resident to enter. See entry form for restrictions and details. Coming to Camping World Stadium, January 21st.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Larry the Cable Guy from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I swear sometimes the music's better than the show.
Sometimes.
Okay. All the time. Let's go bowling.
Ed's a DJ.
Bowling.
Ed,
we bowling.
How strange was that last week we were talking about George Michael and he died the next day?
We need to stop doing that.
Stop talking about people.
Yeah, let's definitely stop talking about people. I get the texts all the time. Don't talk about me tonight.
Yeah, right.
Don't invite me to the show tonight.
The Randy Rub. different meaning there.
Yeah, sometimes it works well and sometimes it doesn't. But bowl game so far. The St. Pete Bowl, outstanding. Was a lot of fun.
Is that the only SEC win so far? I believe it is.
Wow.
Rough year for the SEC in general.
It was a team with a losing record. It shouldn't have been in the bowl game. Was the one that won.
Talk about your bowls.
Big game yesterday. 5 total touchdowns by Quentin Flowers.
He's a beast.
I like that beastie. The new coach.
Charlie Strong
was there.
On the sideline.
And you and I, when we did our picks, were you here when we did the picks?
I was not.
Okay, when we did the picks, I said that USF was going to lose this game because of the downer of Taggart being gone, of Taggart leaving, you know, of the interim, of this or that. And then we're watching the game yesterday, and I see Strong on the sidelines. Now, obviously, I can't go back and change my pick, but I'll say this much. If I would have known that the incoming head coach was going to be there, there's no doubt I would have taken USF.
Really?
The team. What I thought was.
You think that made that
huge?
That big of a difference?
Are you kidding me? Put it this way.
Okay.
Let's just say this radio station is going to change formats.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the owner, the new owner or whatever, is in the studio watching our show.
Yeah.
Are we not going to try harder? Are we not going to maybe not lay on couches and do stuff as we do the show? We want to impress, right? Even if they change the format, we're in hopes that they will keep us.
Well, it's a little different for college because...
How's it different?
Because for college,
you're my quarterback.
If you're a senior, you're gone.
Right. Seniors is something different.
If you're good enough and you want to enter the draft as a junior, you're gone.
I'm talking about next year.
You're talking about a South Florida. You're talking about a Houston, a team that's not going to have those players.
You know, you have one Jason, Pierre Paul. You have one.
And he stayed his whole, stayed all 4 years.
I'm not saying it that way. I'm just saying, seniors, you can't, motivate a senior any more than they already are. But I watched Rudy. I know what happened when the head coach changed. We talked to Mike Allstott at the Ryan Neese event. Mm-hmm. Mike Allstott wasn't sure that his son was still going to go to Purdue. Because he didn't know, his main thing was he didn't know if the incoming new head coach wanted him. So it's one thing if you haven't signed and gone. If you're there and I'm now the new head coach, a guy comes in, he buys this show from us, okay? And he doesn't like me. He likes you, but he doesn't like me. He's going to get rid of me. And he'll bring in a new host. Hence, Mike Goldberg out at the UFC.
Yeah.
Tonight is his last UFC event.
Right.
And I'm hoping, I'm hoping that it's not Jim Rome, and that's the rumor.
Seriously?
The rumor is Jim Rome will be the new guy, that supposedly his house is up for sale in L.A. He can do his radio show from anywhere.
Sure.
But, Rome and Dana are tight. Rome, I'm sure, is involved with KXT, LMNOP.
WMEIMG.
So new owners come in, new head coach comes in, maybe he's thinking of running a different offense or running whatever, and he sees Flowers go out there and play the way he did, or he sees a defensive back play out it. Yes, 1,000% Charlie Strong being on the sideline
makes
was
a difference.
Huge. Yeah. And I think it says a lot to the team that Charlie Strong was there, because how many times does that happen? You know, he doesn't take over yet. It's not his team per se. He hasn't, so no, he's going to still be in the office, or he'll still be in Texas getting ready to move or whatever. I think it was a strong, strong move.
Or Charlie Strong?
By Charlie Strong. Nice.
It was like a strong move. I see what you did there.
It's a strong line.
So besides
Bowl, there was something that you wanted to bring up, though.
This is what I'm getting to. So not only are the matchups good for the fans, what's good for the players during Bowl Week?
They get to – there are opportunities – with sponsors that they normally wouldn't get an opportunity with.
And it's interesting that you bring it up that way, because I was watching, I believe it was the Four Letter Network, how the Florida State game, which is tonight, it's Florida State, Michigan. Florida State, they went out skiing. They've been out fishing. They're out enjoying the week that they're down there.
Yeah.
Michigan, Harbaugh has not allowed them to do anything.
Did you hear the question to Harbaugh? Are you going to let your players see any bikinis in Miami while they're here? And he laughed and said they had orange juice.
So as you guys were saying, you know, about enjoying,
that's funny.
Michigan's not allowing anything. This is work.
It's a business trip.
Now on ESPN, the one guy was like, you know, I'm dead against, I don't remember which player it was, whether it was Pollock or I don't remember, you know, that's the fruits of the enjoyment of making the bowl game is to go out and enjoy, is to go out. Florida State's enjoying, Michigan's not.
So what I've heard is players get a gift basket.
No, they do.
In their hotel room, right. Which I don't know how they get it, because those are gifts to athletes.
I think there's a stipulation when it comes to bowl games, and I don't know if you're aware of some of the gifts before you get to the store.
I know that when it was the BCS, it doesn't matter if it's a championship game, but the Orange Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, you got a ring. You got a sweet ring, gift cards, Best Buy. It was a catalog you got to choose
from. Every bowl is different. There was one bowl, I don't remember, one of the Bucks told me, they got a Lazy Boy recliner.
Wow.
Now, my thing is, how do you get the Lazy Boy recliner at home? They ship it to your house.
That's cool.
You know, so it's a Lazy Boy. It's a $500 gift card to Best Buy. It's some pretty impressive stuff. And, of course, as the bowl games get bigger,
so do the
gifts.
I would have liked to have played in the Rose Bowl when it was sponsored by Vizio.
Yeah, no, they got TVs.
I'd like that 80-inch TV, please.
Players would get TVs.
Last night in Charlotte was the Belk Bowl. And I know Belk isn't huge down here in the state of Florida.
Well, there are some.
There are a few. But it's, I would say, like a Macy's or a Dillard's.
It's a department store.
Yeah, but all right.
They sell some high-end stuff.
Call it a department store. I wouldn't say a Macy's. I would say more...
It's a department store.
A Kohl's.
No, I've seen pretty expensive stuff in the Belk that I went into.
All right.
So each player got 90 minutes and $450 to spend.
Ready, set, go.
So
why do you need 90 minutes to spend that?
They got 90 minutes.
Why are they giving a time limit?
Jeremy Sprinkle, the tight end Arkansas, a senior, who is projected to be a draft pick.
Rated like seventh tight end.
Yeah, one of the top 10 tight ends decided to spend $200 extra, but not out of his own pocket. Just pocket everything and walk out with
stuff. He
shoplifted $200 extra than what he was allowed to spend.
I thought he just went overboard.
No, he put it in a bag, and when he was arrested, no charges were filed, but they listed everything he took. He took some socks.
Boxers.
He took some boxers.
Wallets.
A couple of Nautica wallets. Yeah.
My God. I didn't realize that.
So he was suspended for the game last night, his senior year, his college career.
This is hours before the game.
Because of a shopping spree that he decided to go on.
What a complete moron.
You're given $450. You go spend it all and then shoplift on top of that.
I'm a little disappointed in, what was the department store?
Belk.
In Belk for not pressing charges.
It was the Belk Bowl, too.
No, I understand that. That's why it was Belk.
That's the best part about this.
Were the teams there? It was done at Belk with the Belk Bowl, and the Belk bigwigs were there.
Oh, my God. Now, does he drop? Does his stock now drop in the draft?
That's exactly.
God. You know, and again, you're going to say, and I'm not saying
the cops weren't even called. They just detained him and sent him on his
Belk security.
Kids are going to be kids and all that crap, but that just shows the character of the person.
At that level, they're men.
You know what? I don't know what to say, so I'm not going to. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Waterside Dental.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's the SEC. It's the Big Ten. It's college football at its finest. You got it. It's the Outback Bowl. Be there to catch the action when SEC division champion Florida Gators face off against Big Ten surging Iowa Hawkeyes. What a clash. What a blast. The Outback Bowl. It's one game you gotta see. January 2nd, Raymond James Stadium. Tickets at Ticketmaster. Killer gift idea.
Holy Hog Barbecue with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken and the best sides you'll ever enjoy. Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite number 8, Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey presents Circus Extreme. Get ready to experience extreme family fun like never before at America's most extraordinary live family entertainment experience, the greatest show on earth. Stop by your Southern Ford dealers to pick up a buy one ticket, get one free ticket voucher. Additional charges may apply. See voucher for details. Playing Amway Center, January 12th through 16th. Brought to you by your Southern Ford dealers, Dairy Queen and Metro PCS.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public. West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number 1 in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system or the boxing or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bert Sugar, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
We'll be right back.
swear it's going to be a really strange weekend because typically World Series of Fighting or Bellator is Friday, UFC is Saturday. But no, no, no. Contraire. Today, UFC live, UFC 207, tonight.
Tonight.
The return of Ronda Rousey, is that's all they're plugging, the return of Ronda Rousey.
Not it says she's back on the poster.
Honestly, do you care?
Yes.
Do you care?
Yeah.
I honestly could care less if Ronda fights tonight, tomorrow, next week, or ever.
I want to see her get beat.
I don't even want to see her get beat. I don't want to see her. I just don't care. I really don't care.
After tonight, I don't think we will see her in the cage anymore.
I care about the Dominic Cruz.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's been a lot of talk back and forth. I dislike Dominic, but I also believe he's one of the best fighters on the planet. You know, I don't like...
Really? I didn't know that you disliked him, that you went that far with
him. Yeah, I do. I just don't like his arrogance. You know, and I do like arrogant people.
That he is. Yeah, that's a good point.
We were at a UFC event in Las Vegas, and I went with Mark Delegrotti. You know, with him, I went into the event, so I kind of got to go back into the special area. And Dominic was there, and we talked for a minute, and I said, hey, you know, congratulations on the win in Boston. I picked you to win. And he goes, yeah, I picked me to win too. But just the way he said it, you know, and again, I like arrogant guys. I like those types of guys. It's just Dominic rubs you the wrong way. But I still am very intrigued on this. Is Cody any good? You know, and because I'm coming from Alpha Male, you know, with the background and all that, it adds something to that for sure. Some of the other fighters, I'm interested. I'm intrigued in the Johnny Hendricks fight. I'm extremely disappointed, you know, in him missing weight again. And I believe if he loses his fight, they will cut him now. Where before I said he didn't have to win.
Yeah, this wasn't necessarily a loser leave
right.
for him.
I think it is now.
Yeah.
You know, you've added another missed
weight.
Three
out of his last four.
Ridiculous.
At one point in time, you just seem to think, okay.
And he can't fight middleweight. He can't.
He's way too small.
Yeah. There's no way.
He's cutting from 200 plus.
He's still just too small. He would be a bigger, small person.
Yeah.
You know, if he goes and fights Chris Weidman, I mean, Weidman's unbelievably bigger.
True. Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
it would be like me cutting down to 185 and trying to fight at middleweight.
Exactly. Yeah. So it just will never work. And he may get cut even if he wins because of this. You can't miss weight this many times.
Kelvin Gastelum.
But they made him move up. So
I mean, he's roughly the same size as Johnny Hendricks, though, isn't he?
No, I don't think so.
Is he?
He's taller.
He's taller?
Yeah. So I'm intrigued in that. There's a couple other really good fights. And even more important, if I was in Las Vegas, I would go see Adam Hunter. Did you see Adam Hunter on YouTube where there was a heckler?
I did not.
Adam Hunter is a professional comedian. And when she started to heckle him, you've met Adam before, I believe.
Haven't they are the same height.
Are they really?
5'9".
I don't.
They're both listed at 5'9".
I don't believe it. I'm sure I've seen some Air Force manuals that listed you at 5'9 as well.
No, they listed him at 6'1".
And we know that's neither one of those are true. You stood on a damn box or something. Then tomorrow night, World Series of Fighting, four title fights. David Branch not holds one but two titles.
Okay, so quick question.
Take your time. We have a half an hour.
Do you feel that David Branch, who has currently two different titles, he is the main event on the prelim card? Do you feel that that is a slap in the face at all? Should he be up on the main event? Does it matter, considering the fact that this is New Year's Eve at Madison Square Garden? Should he take that personally? Considering his position,
it's not
the,
at the Garden. It's not.
I thought it was.
It's at the theater.
The theater.
At the Garden.
It's in the Garden.
So is the train station.
Oh, that's true.
So you could fight at the train station. It's at the Garden.
I saw a fight at the train station after the Garden.
He could have asked, "Hey, I want to be early on
there. So he can get the hell out of there.
I want to get out of New York City."
He wants to get, you know, into well.
I have plans. I would like to do something.
held that a long time. Yeah, I do think it is. And, you know, we had Ray Cepho on the other day.
Right.
I think Justin Gaethje is the biggest name they have in the World Series of Fighting.
Agreed. I think he's in the right spot. Main event, absolutely.
I'm okay with him. Yeah. I think David Branch should have been the co-main event, being a two-belt holder. But you're right. He might have gone to Ray and said, hey, I'm cool with, you know, put me the main event on the undercard. I can get out. Does that mean he's not going to be at the press conference? Do they not have press conferences?
They may not do that.
Now, again, the fights go, I think they're over by 5.
Yeah, that's the thing. They are done so early.
What time does it start?
3.
I think 3.
So, I mean,
the main portion is at 3? Or the fight start at 3?
I don't think they have a full 77 fights. So, if it's 6.
This is a very small card.
Right. I mean, it's.
There are 8 fights.
All right.
Total.
And I guess only 3 are on the big NBC?
Yes.
All right. So, 5 would be, you know, on NBC Sports. Branch will be your main event on NBC Sports. And then those other 3 fights, granted all title fights, so they could go 25 minutes. But they'll be done by 6 o'clock, I'd imagine. 7 o'clock at the latest.
So, yeah, I mean, if you're looking at the card, you have David Branch versus Lewis Taylor. Oh, we have an update to the card. Huh. Yushin Okami and Paul Bradley has been moved from the prelims up to the main event, and it's not even the curtain jerker. The first fight of the main event is the Marlon Moraes, Jose Naldo Silva championship fight for bantamweight title. Then it's Yushin Okami, Paul Bradley, not a title fight, and then the next 2 fights are title fights. And they have actually added more
fights.
Yeah, they've actually added more fights to the card.
I think they picked up some of those guys that were fighting in the train station.
There's 4.
There you go.
There's 4 on the prelims on WSOF.com. Then there's 3 on NBCSN, with the main event being Branch Taylor.
So what time does it start? Still starts at 3? Or does it go live on TV on NBC Sports at 3? So if it goes live at NBC Sports at 3, then they probably go live on NBC at 5. And they're done at 7.
Main card 4 to 6.
Okay. So what time are they on NBC or NBC Sports?
Looking that up right now.
I always thought that was 3. All right,
2:30 to 4.
All right. Still, it's going to be a fun. Going to be a fun event. There's some great fighters. Yushin Okami now moved to the main event, as you just said.
Interesting.
Jake Shields against John Fitch. Yeah. Intrigued. You know, I think Jake Shields is a very good fighter. And you never know, 209 may be under the cage, you know, and may come through the, what is theirs? It's not, it can't be the octagon, the hexagon. I believe theirs is a hexagon, that World Series of Fighting.
And Bellator's a circle?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a circle.
It's a circle. All right, when we come back, let's talk a little bit about the Tampa Bay Buccaneer game against the Carolina Panthers. That'll be Sunday. Some people have already been ruled out on both teams. Rivera has already ruled out superstar.
Keekly.
Well, that's smart.
It is smart.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, I almost died a month ago.
It's smart no matter what. Like I said, this game, now that it means nothing for either team, are you going to go out there and kill yourself?
Would you sit Newton?
I would sit Newton.
The punishment that he's gotten this year.
I would sit Newton. I would sit Winston. I would sit all my guys. No matter which team I'm on, it doesn't matter. It doesn't. Now, granted, it's their job to go out there and play. So that's the flip side. We'll discuss it and a little bit more when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Waterside Denim.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number 1 in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
It's the SEC. It's the Big Ten. It's college football at its finest.
You got it. It's the Outback Bowl. Be there to catch the action when SEC Division champion Florida Gators face off against Big Ten surging Iowa Hawkeyes. What a clash. What a blast. The Outback Bowl. It's one game you gotta see. January 2nd, Raymond James Stadium. Tickets at Ticketmaster. Killer gift idea.
Holy Hog Barbecue with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken and the best sides you'll ever enjoy. Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
Feel the power of great. El Toro Loco. Son of a Digger and more. Experience Monster Jam. Presented by Metro PCS, Circle K, Budweiser, and your Southern Ford dealers. And brought to you by McDonald's. Budweiser wants to send you to the Monster Jam World Finals in Las Vegas. Register for your chance to win at participating Circle K, Cowboys, Stagger Inn, and Saddle Up locations. Must be 21 years or older and Florida resident to enter. See entry form for restrictions and details. Coming to Camping World Stadium, January 21st.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guest on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Chris Sims from the Tampa Bay Bucks, and you're talking with Randy Harris, baby.
Segment of 2016. That's the
crazy
song.
Thing about it.
That's the song we come back to, and not our traditional last song.
Wow.
That's our. That's what motivates me for the weekend.
We'll close with it.
Okay, sounds good. I appreciate that.
I chose that liner for a reason with Chris Sims. Did you happen to catch Inside the NFL on Showtime?
No.
A couple of weeks ago?
I don't have cable.
Well, when Chris was here. he had a little problem. Football and weed don't go together. And then he got cut, and he went to New York, and he got caught riding around with weed that he says wasn't his. He's now an advocate for use of marijuana for retired players in the NFL. And he was just proud as bee sitting next to his papa, Phil Simms. On the set. And it just seems so weird. Here's a Hall of Famer, and here's a pothead. And he's just so proud that he's just, he almost wanted to say dude. Just like he said that Randy Harris baby, he said that, you know, my boy, they got to get some weed, and I waited for Snoop Dogg to come out and say shizzle or something like that. And it was just, I couldn't stop laughing when I saw Chris. He actually had a serious look on his face, and he was like going through his playbook on how to get weed into the NFL as a medicinal use.
Well, he'll be the leader. I'm sure he has his medical card. All you need is a medical card in California or Colorado. Well, you don't even need it in Colorado, right?
Or California.
And there's a guy that lost his spleen to the game. I mean, geez.
He almost died.
He did. Yeah.
And I know I was there.
Against, it was against Carolina, wasn't it?
I don't know. Come on, Ed. You asking me like I remember?
I remember Chris having one of the worst battle scars I'd ever seen. He got hit so hard in the shoulder area that the guy's face mask was outlined in his shoulder in red.
And you're upset that he needs weed? Come on, he needs it because his injuries.
There's other things they can do. And I just thought it was strange.
We got halftime at the Liberty Bowl.
And got an update.
I knew it.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. Never admit it. He would never admit it. Come on, Chris. I know you're smoking a bowl before the game. Come on.
It's not basketball. God, give me your update, Sean.
16-14. Georgia on the comeback.
Really?
SEC could get their second win.
Will they get a win on Monday?
Yes.
Think so?
Come on.
I'm just asking.
Yeah.
Oh, Monday. Sorry, Monday. I thought you were thinking Saturday.
No, Saturday. It's the Alabama Invitational. Yeah. You're going to get a victory.
They're going to get two tomorrow.
Two tomorrow.
Isn't tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, Clemson. No, Clemson's not.
Isn't the Sugar Bowl tomorrow as well?
Is it?
Or is that Monday?
I don't know.
Maybe Monday.
Let's stop producing live on the air, though.
No, that's Auburn, Oklahoma. No, Auburn's not winning that game.
Would you bet Washington with the points?
Was it 14?
Yeah.
No.
See, I wouldn't either, but I watched something earlier today that said a lot of money's going on Washington. I just don't see it. And I like what Nick Saban has been saying to the team all week long. Get your head out of the championship game in Tampa, because if we don't win on Saturday, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, and he keeps drilling that in. And it would be hard not to look ahead. You're Alabama. You're picked to be there. You're picked to win it. And Saban just continues to drill that. And he's right. You don't win tomorrow. Let's not worry about
Tampa. There is no national championship. Absolutely.
And I will say this much. One of the most confident Alabama fans I know refused to buy championship tickets. He said, until the game's over on Saturday, I'm not buying tickets.
Wow.
So there are some people that are a little concerned.
That surprises me. Honestly, that does surprise me.
Do they come into town on Sunday, the winners?
Immediately after?
No.
Or they wait?
Back to school?
Yeah, I would think so. Or back to home. I don't know about school. Yeah. But why would they be here a week?
Yeah.
Festivities. There's a whole
Is there a beach ball? You go to the beach and you do the same stuff?
There is a beach bash, yes.
Is there really?
I saw it on the way in today, yes.
Yeah, I won't be there. I'll stay well away from it.
We have another SEC game at 3:30. Didn't mention Nebraska, Tennessee. The Music City Bowl.
Well, it's good that it's the Music City Bowl because you hear that damn Rocky Top so many times.
Well, yeah, Tennessee, that's a home game for them, obviously. They don't have to travel at all.
All right, give me your picks. Let's start with the big one. We'll go Alabama, Washington first.
Bama.
Straight up. Bama. Obviously, I'm taking Bama. Clemson, Ohio State.
Clemson.
Ohio State.
Yeah, I'm leaning Ohio State, too.
I still got Clemson. I think that...
as much as I dislike Ohio State...
gut feeling.
And see, my gut feeling...
I mean, this is a coin flip.
Clemson should win, but my gut feeling has Ohio State.
And then rematch Bama, Ohio State.
Right, which we'll talk about, obviously, next week. Yeah. Monday, Florida versus Iowa.
Florida.
Florida.
Tonight, Florida State, Michigan.
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 Yeah.
It's hard not to pick against... Or it's hard not to pick the favorites in all of these.
I think Michigan is going to come straight here after their win. If they win tonight, they will bring their entire team here just in case someone misses weight, and then they can just slide right in and play in the top game.
There we go.
Misses weight.
Yeah, short notice contract.
You like that? Buccaneers take on the Carolina Panthers Sunday. Thank you for not flexing it. There was a lot of talk when it appeared that Tampa Bay was going to need the game. I hate those 4 o'clock games to begin with, but 1 o'clock at Tampa Stadium, the Buccaneers versus the Carolina Panthers. Thoughts? Predictions? I'm taking the Bucs.
This is a coin flip game again for me. I do like the Bucs in it. I think that they have enough experience playing without Doug Martin. So, and that was actually at the beginning of the show, one of the questions that I wanted to bring up with Doug Martin being out, and if his contract is indeed voided, who do you replace him with? And obviously the guys that are there, there's been a revolving door in the backfield. The majority of this season, injuries have been a part of his career. So that's something they've been very good about dealing with, but you do have to bring in somebody that's going to be their quote unquote premier type running back to take that. So how do you do that? Is that now a draft pick that you're going to have to use? Or is that a free agency thing that they'll address? But, I'll take the Buccaneers.
Only because they're at home. Yeah, only because they're at home. If this game was in Carolina, I'd take Carolina.
Yeah.
The last game of the season that means absolutely nothing. Even though I know somebody's going to say, whether it's Ed or it's the attorney on my shoulder, these guys are playing to keep a job next year, whether it's here or somewhere else. And I'm not talking about the Gerald McCoys and the Winstons. It's, the running backs, of the two or three. Receiver-wise, some of these guys that are going to fill in. Jackson's not going to be back. So who is going to step up? There's going to be some holes to fill. So these guys are going to go out there as well. I hate always saying 100% because they're all supposed to give 100%. They don't necessarily do, but they're all supposed to give the 100%. So because of that, and with that said, I'll take the Bucks by 6.
Was the second round draft pick for Aguayo worth it? After everything said and done, and
it's too early.
We saw.
As of now, I say no, but it's still early. Was Sebastian Janikowski worth his pick? At the end of year one, I would imagine Al Davis and everyone else said no. Ask him now.
And then see what happens.
So I think it's unfair, to say that.
Still too early.
Okay. I think it was too early to take a field goal kicker, no matter what. But anyway, it's too early.
Okay.
But if you're asking me today, yes. I don't care if he would have been successful 90% of the time. I would probably say yes. It's just a bad place to take, a kicker or a punter in the first or second round. For the same reason that they can't seem to get in the damn Hall of Fame either.
Mm.
Right? They look at it like it's a dime a dozen. So, I don't know. But all in all, and we'll talk more about it next week after the game on Sunday, I didn't think they'd win this many games. So with them exceeding my early anticipation, hey, it is what it is. Let's build on it. I think more people are sold on Winston. I think more people are now sold on the legitimate star of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Mike Evans.
Without a doubt is Mike Evans.
Yeah.
Like him, don't like him. Again, I'll never forget what he did, but that doesn't change what he does on the football field. And if you told me I could save fantasy football-wise or whatever, save Mike Evans.
Yeah.
You have McCoy, it's like three doors. McCoy, Winston, Evans. I'm taking Evans. And then I'm taking Winston. Because I do think he will continue to get better. When he loses games, he's losing games trying to make plays. And we talked about this. And again, not comparing him to Brett Favre, but where Brett Favre would do some stupid stuff trying to make plays. I love this controversy real quick. I know we're almost out of time. With Tomlin and Terry Bradshaw. That whole thing is
great coach, not great coach.
Well. Yeah. Well, and his favorite player growing up, he was a Cowboy fan. His favorite player was Henderson, who said about Bradshaw, he couldn't spell cat if you spotted him the C and the A. Kind of funny. All right, everybody, have a very, very safe and happy new year. Enjoy the games tomorrow and Sunday, the fights tonight and tomorrow. Hit us up or hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KO Eggs.
Sean KO Radio. Big things coming in 2017. We're
Fireball.
On fire, he no lie. Well, y'all slipping, he's running the game. Now, big bang, boogie, get that kitty little nookie in the night.